Stop right there. What? What's he not eating? Tosfos is bothered by the kasha on Tzadi Testament base. Exactly what is he not eating? Malayocha. Matzah. Yofani Rishalmi. It's also the entire Pesach. Mina Tagima. The Gemara Sinat Kuv Zayin. It's Mutter. Matavu Mina Tagima. Paul comes up with the idea of Matzah Ashira. Also, the Rishalmi, Ella, but Matzah Ruya, Lotzis Bochovoso, Ra'ochwa Kodam Zmana, Ava Matzah Shira, Sharia. And you know, I go in the top. So, this is the concept of Matzah Shira. So, Rabosai, the Vilna Gaon says it's not true. He suggests that Matzah Shira is also on Erev Pesach. Aye, what do you do with it? I think it's one same shot to your Rambam. Aye, what do you do with the Gemara? But the Rambam seems to say, metabol of amina tagim. A little bit, a little snack of amina tagim. But a lot of amina tagim would not be allowed after the, you know, samach l'mincha. But matzah shira, man d'char shemeh, chas shalom tit matzah shira, the entirety of Erev Pesach, because of the Yerushalmi. Matzah shira, it's called matzah. Akan, the Vilna Gaon. Interesting, fascinating. Within the Isser of Matzah and Erev Pesach, as a machloikus, when does it begin? Even if Matzah Shira is considered Matzah and also Erev Pesach, it's not clear when the Isser begins. When does it begin? So you're mostly, if you remember a little we spoke about. Our assumption is that it's the entire day. The entire day. But there were those who say no, not at all. Matzah Shira is only, Matzah. Ochel matzah be'erev Pesach v'bol ha'resos v'beis chomiv has to have a time when it's a shaychus. When it's a shaychus, so some say it means only from the time of sof of beginning of achilas Easter achilas chometz, which is chatzos at a level of doraisa. Some can take it back as far as the 2 hours before chatzos when it's Easter achilas midrabbanan, as we began way back when in the Chof Aleph opening shiur, the opening zman, when we learned that sugya. So some even extend the Yisra Fakert more and extend it to the night before Erev Pesach, which is also part of Erev Pesach. The Yerushalmi says, the Erev Pesach, maybe it starts from the night before. There are different versions of exactly when does this Yisra begin. Fine. Question. Is there any problem with eating Matzah Shira Pesach night, before you get around to eating the actual kazayas of matzah? So at first glance, no. That's a Gemara also in Perek Arve Pesachim. Towards the very, very end. Start at the beginning of Arve Pesachim. On Tzadi test, it's 20 blot later. Kufu test of the base on the bottom. Hasufkin and Vadufshin and Vayiskutin. Odom and Malik Resavan. So you get an impression that these things are some kind of a matzah shira. Take a look at the last Rashi, Kuf Yud Testament base. Duvshinin, mitugonin, b'shemen, advash. Ve'en olechem oni. El olechem oshir. It says in the Gemara, Odom v'malek kresa mehen, uvavad shiocho kazayas matzah, bo'acharona. Seems as a Mefurashi Gemara has no problem having Matzah Shira on the night of Pesach. So it appears. Kavachoma should be no problem the next day. And Kavachoma should be no problem all 7 days. The problem, which we're not going to go into now, yes?
Why isn't there an issue of, Yom Tov Sheni, an era of Yom Tov Sheni, meaning on the day of the...
Yeah, Rabbeinu Manoach, in his parish in the Rambam, suggests the Rambam's lashon is Yom Rishon. He wants to take it literally, and he wants to explain it b'chutzlarts, because it's an issue which relates somehow or other to Yom Tov Sheni. Not so much because of the Erev Pesach, because it's Pesach prop, whatever, it's unclear. We had a different suggestion. I'm going to put it aside for the moment because I don't want to get involved in that particular parasha. We had spoken at some length about the possible iser in Lashon Rambam of eating matzah ashira. If you recall, the Rambam's Lashon was aser, and since I want to introduce some new things, you shouldn't think it's just dull. I was at a shir yesterday, my shul, by Rabbi Schwartzman Shlita, who's the Rabbi Aaron Cutler's grandson, and guess what he spoke about? Matzah Shira. And he pointed out sources, which I guess we were kind of about ourselves. We're supposed to learn the Sugya B'Iyun back in Kol Shah, but there was things which I didn't see, so I want to show you right now. And this, I'm not going into all the details of what he said, but take a look. On Lamed Vavim and Aleph. But the problem was, the Rambam said the word also. Where did the Issa come from? He showed us. It's a Rabbeinu Chananel on the spot. Maybe we spoke about it ourselves. I don't remember. The Rabbeinu Chananel is found here on the first wide line in our print on Lamed Ches on Lamed Vavim and Aleph. It says, "Ha the Asar Matzah Shira B'Yomtov." Remember, Lo Solushli B'Yomtov Rishon Bilvad. This man she'onem achav dvarim vein agoda shabu matzah zushana ochlin al shumba asur also zman lecho matzah shira debi'inan oni v'nisr. Of course, the question becomes: what will he do with the world? We just read a Gemara kum fi tesen veis redupshin, which is pashlis matzah shira, right? So the Gemara says again: person gonna malik kreisa behem uvavad sheyochel kazayas matzah. So how do you understand that in this context? Right? Why isn't there a problem over here of this Isser? That's a good question. See, the Rach quotes this Gemara here in Kufi Tesavez, doesn't say boo. That's a question which I need a Tavina to perhaps answer for me. How are Rabbeinu Chananel, who has this Isser, which the Rambam also seems to have, what will you do with this Mefurashi Gemara? There's no problem. Get the impression from the Ein Mishpat, the Rambam omitted the Gemara. It's hard to know, figure all these things out, what's in and what's out. But there's an issue of a potential Isser. If you remember, we spoke about the distinction between Yayin, Cholav, Shemen, and Vash, which according to Shita Rambam, you're not Yotze, whereas, that's in Perek Vav, and Nechos Chama Tzumatza, whereas in Perek Hey, he prohibited all May Peres. Now we pointed ourselves, we spoke about the sugya. But guess what? Rabbi Schwartzman Shlita opened up my eyes to another Rabbeinu Chananel on the flip side, on Lamed Vavim and Beis, which I don't think we saw last time. Towards the very bottom, Kasina B'Rishalmi, Amr Rishua Ben Levi, and notice Rishua Ben Levi is the same person when the Bavli is quoted over here, at least according to the according to the Gears of Sabbath. Only Rabbi Shua ben Levi b'nei Yom HaKama lo solusha li b'chalba. Probably some kind of an Isser lo solusha. So this over here on the government base, Rabbi Shua ben Levi from Yishalmi, what did he say? Also kazayi shad miyotzu b'dei chavosu b'pesach sorak shalo yiyabo mashma. Shouldn't have any mashma. Mashma is anything, even made papers. Rabbi Yirmiya omer le mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi omer li'ikuv. Look at that. Isn't it amazing? There's one man damo says beferish that it's not miyak if it's only the mitzvah. Rabbi Yirmiya. Could be Rambam passing this way. And therefore he says you shouldn't be using May Peris, but it's only the mitzvah, it's not Liyikuva. This is enough for the Rishama, it should be a source for Rambam. Wow. He says it's Chidushin. And he went on to explain the lumpness of it in his view, which is based on Mamash, a brisk achilik. Difference between Chefza, he says it's Yayin, Cholav, Shemen, and Vash, is a Chesaron and a Chefza, it's a whole different kind of a Chefza. Whereas the youth May Paris, it's a Chesaron and a Maisa. No solution with May Paris. And he made a comparison to the Gemara over here in Masech Tepsach, which we haven't really looked at too carefully. The Gemara talks about the Dark Ashaloni. We read the Gemara Dark Ashaloni, but Dark Ashaloni, the Prusa we spent a lot of time on. But we didn't focus on the top line of Kufta Zayim and Aleph. Madarka Shabani Hu Masik Vishta Ofa. Afkanami Hu Masik Vishta Ofa. What does that mean? He said it's the process of doing it is the way that poor people do it. Poor people, they don't have a whole system. That the husband has to tend to the fire, and the wife throws the throws the dough into bake. You know, it's a very, literally a mom and pop operation, right? Mom and pop, he and his wife. So it's done the way poor people do it. So if you're using other mashkin, you're not doing it the way poor people usually do it. So it's a chesaron in the asiyah. Chesaron in the asiyah, lo salushu, that would be an iser of some sort. But it would not be such a dramatic change in the chefta, and therefore you would be yotzeh in the yevim. Again, what's left unanswered so far is what you do with the Gemara about Dushim. That's not a kasha which the Tamina should have asked. We should have all asked last time around. How can the Rav, we didn't know how to nisse. It's an Isser, I'm not an Isser. What do you do with the Gemara of Dushim, Mamala Kreis of Man? Okay, so yes, Mark.
Didn't the Meiri say that that's talking about a person who only has, all they have to eat is one kazayas and matzah?
Right, but so what? So have potatoes and have matzah at the end. What right do you have to do something which is quote-unquote an Isser? By the way, Rabbi Schwartz at the end of his shiur suggested that this whole discussion of the Isser of May Paris is only if you have water also. If you have no water at all, it's suggested that maybe it's called like potatoes. It's a reminder of potatoes. There's no water, according to some of the things we spoke about at the very beginning when we started in the sugis and the flam and hay and beyond, is that if it's not barley de chimutz, there's no shei matzah whatsoever. The actual Easter, we spoke about that. So therefore, maybe it's, if it's no water in it, it's just like potatoes. So then maybe this Easter wouldn't apply. If that's the case, if you have our egg matzahs, which have no water whatsoever, according to that side, might be mutter on Erev Pesach, even according to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon only adds it matzah shira. It's not even matzah shira, no water. Potatoes. No water is not for matzah, according to that sheet. Yeah, those who that record, that's only a matter of the min, might be different. Those, some of the things that we were enlightened with in our shul yesterday, this very beautiful shir about this very topic, mamish, our topic of matzah shira. And yes, we also mentioned briefly the sheet is Maralmi Prag. The Maralmi Prag says that matzah shira is matzah. The yotze in the midst of matzah, berav tochlo matzahs. Well, you're not yotze. Now yotze lechem oni. Now, yotze lechem oni, but lechem oni is a separate din. It's not a din. That would explain the Yerushalmi even better. No, Yerushalmi is not on the base. What Yerushalmi is on the base? Not liikuva. We said until now, according to the Rambam, not liikuva because you didn't use the iron shemen chol vash. Only use the apple juice. According to the Shita Samaral, means that it's not liikuva even if you use iron chol shemen vash. It's Yotze Berav Tochlo Matzah. It's not Yotze Lechem Oni. That could be another pshat. It was based upon that Yerushalmi. Okay, I'm just giving you a little bit of an overview of the first thing we spoke about on our Tzadi Testament base, namely the sugya of Matzah Ashir. Fine. Let's now analyze for a moment back to the. This is the entire day. You can't have regular matzah, and Matzah Ashir is permissible all the entire day until you get to the Samach L'mincha. Then Matzah Ashir is also called the Shitas HaTosis. Again, the Rambam said even plain food is asur on, even meaning Tagim is asur, and Metabol means a little bit, but a lot is not allowed. A lot is not allowed. Fine. It's interesting that there's a discussion in the various Mefarshim, here a distinction drawn between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos. Well, the whole discussion about Erev Shabbos. Well, the first one want to know, why is it that Erev Shabbos is more kal than Erev Pesach? What's the nature of the Isser of Erev Pesach? Why can't you eat Erev Pesach late in the afternoon? Why? Who knows why? Give me an answer.
Slash.
As they call today, double backslash. You know, they have on the computer. The two opposites, if you ask me. The Gemara says, why? Because of Achila Gasa. Yet the Rishonim, Rashi, Rashbam, Tovat Teyavim. They're two different things. It's a big problem we have to deal with. It seems to be two different, completely different concepts. Is it a matter of not being Yotze at all? Because after all, if it's Achila Gasa, but Pshuto, you're not Yotze whatsoever. That's what the Chazal are afraid of. Or is it an issue of a din of tayaba, which is presumably only a din lechatchila, hidu mitzvah, etc., etc. So before we get to that, we should really discuss briefly. Tosis discusses yet another kind of matzah, which is you're not able to the mitzvah, which is betzegel shonachr. Tosis the next Tosis, sonach, betzegel shonachr. Can a person eat betzegel shonachr on Erev Pesach? The Maharsha talks about this. You know, the pupils back and forth, may you or may you not have the, you don't have, Rabbi say, in our homes, we don't all have betzegel shonachr. We don't have the guts to eat betzegel shonachr. In the olden days, betzegel shonachr, they checked the siman of chimutz. They didn't find the siman of chimutz. They ate it. Today, we're not such high rollers. We're scared to do such a thing. We're both gamblers. If it's not made in the most strict hashkafa, we won't have it. And you'll tell me, we'll have a goy do it under your hashkafa. That's also a discussion which we had a long time ago, and that might be considered a matzah l'shma. So which it's a matter. It's not called b'tzeg l'shem nachar according to many. So it's not l'maisa. This is not l'maisa discussion. But the Maharsha does have a question. Whether you're allowed to have it on Erev Pesach, and on the one hand you could say it's not matzah at all, you cannot be yotzei. On the other hand, we could say it'll taste like matzahs. We also should mention briefly, we're supposed to get to it today in the discussion at the very end of our Pesachim, but the Chazara will take priority, we'll maybe get to it at the end of the week. There are some posts from the Bach who suggest pshat, that matzah the low mintera on the level of the rice is good, only no good on the level of the rabbana. Can you imagine that? Amazing. The whole discussion about matzah shmur l'shma is only with the rabbana. So suggests the Bach to say pshat one of the Rishonim, which we'll then get to the end of the week, we hope. So yeah, that being the case, you certainly couldn't have erev matzah and erev pesach b'tzekel shonach, because maybe you go to the mitzvah matzah mamish on the level of the rice. Same as according to the Maharal, you might even be able to go to the mitzvah night. So there's no way. Same according to the Rambam, if it's apple juice, you go to the mitzvah night. So again, no way. There are many different reasons why you should stay away from some of these kind of matzah products on Erev Pesach. But going back to what is permissible is Minei Targima, and that can be had until Mincha, Sanach Mincha Tana. Why not afterwards? Again, the simple pshat in the Gemara is be afraid of what? You're afraid of Achila Gasa. That the Rishonim keep talking about Teyavon, Rabbosa. Teyavon. And Teyavon is something which is sounds like it's only a hider. It's only a hider. So the question is how does it add up? How do they reconcile these the Rishon with the Gemara? Some say the Rishon is saying not saying Lemaskana, and some say that as Mordechai suggests, it's sort of one of the same thing. Slash, it's a bit of a complex issue which we'll perhaps get to as we continue the Chazar. We're just giving some of the highlights now, Rabosa. Question becomes, as we mentioned earlier, the Gra said that we're talking about not a matzah product, only Minei Targima according to the Rambam. Some of the Mefarshim asked the question from the Gemara Daf Kuf, where the Gemara talks about mafsikin or ein mafsikin, you have to stop in the middle, not stop in the middle. And the Pashup Shad, it is only for Yasi Bisudasa, on Daf Kuf Hei Omud Al. So what's he eating already? If he can't eat any matzah, this is what the Mordechai is mining as his kasha. He suggested that possibly he's eating what we called in our language daisa, some kind of a cereal product, which is not matzah at all, not matzah shir either. Same time, it might suffice to constitute a kavirs, which enables you to continue to on Shabbos, going into Motzei Shabbos of this nature. Others say no, you have to have an actual pas. Some say pas kisten is enough, some say you have to have pas proper. This is relevant, for example, on Shalosh Shudas. You go to Shul Shalosh Shudas, so we often stop before Shkia and go past Shkia. But it has to be officially a meal. So if you're washing, it's one thing. If you're not washing, it's a bit of a problem. It's a bit of a problem. This comes up. You know what comes up mostly? Nilas Achag, of all things. Nilas, especially Nilas Achag on Erev Pesach, on Motzei Pesach. Coming up, many shuls get together, they sit down, and they sing, and they do Torah. So if you're having matzah, it's fine. It's the same as every Shabbos. You wash up. If you don't have matzah, as soon as the sun sets, it's a problem. You have to just stop in your tracks. So if you haven't done this achak on your shul, I advise you to wash. To go and wash anyway. The last day Pesach, because you wanted to be with chaparayin, the mitzvah of eating matzah, the entirety of Pesach, which we spoke about, the gross was famous in the Maaser Rav, is the mitzvah of eating matzah, all Pesach long, and the Gemara says, only the first night, that's a chiyuv, and the rest of Pesach, that's a mitzvah without being a chiyuv. But it's not just a rishus. So that's an important akuda. It's interesting. The Avnei Nezer seems to me to try to bridge the gap between Teyavon and Achil Gasa in the following way. He says, if you look on the Gemara, let's look at Kuv Zayin Amid Beis. Everyone's like, look at Kuv Zayin Amid Beis. Please, give a look. By the way, the whole Machlekes, whether the Balamor like the grow or against the grow. The Balamor has the question, why don't we make a bracha about Achil Asmatz all 7 days? So the seems that the assumption of the question is that there is a mitzvah all 7 days, as the Gra said. And the Terrace never seems to argue with that assumption. So that's what many sailors disagree. Can't go into it right now by Riches. On Kuv Zayinim and Beis, what does the Gemara say? The last few lines. Rabbi drank wine. Remember, we had this just last week. We spoke about drinking between the curses. So the book is a mitzvah. Tihechud the Nigru Alibe. The Nechel Matzah Tfei L'Urta. I translate that matzah. What do the words Matzah Tfei L'Urta mean? Now the Nei said it means you'll be able to eat more matzah. Not more Teyavon, more matzah. Why do you have to eat more matzah? What are you going to eat more matzah? It's a Rambam. The more matzah you eat, the greater mitzvah you have. So you should drink wine in order to whet your appetite. Should be able to eat more matzah. More matzah. Just to answer the question of the Rashash has the question. Rashi and Rashbam says Tava. The Gemara is afraid of Achila Gasa. Achila Gasa. So some say they never said it. The Maskana, the Chasam Sova, the Rambam does say it. Halacha Lemaisa Mishum Teyavon. But he says it follows Rav Osai. We paskin over here, like the Gemara on Kuv Zayin, Kuv Ches. The individuals who would keep themselves very, very hungry in order to eat matzah b'tava, and therefore that's the chatchila, that we have to be very hungry and to drink a lot of wine in order to whet your appetite even more. The Amaroman of Kufches, Yosef b'tanisa kamal yom d'pischa, in order to establish a tremendous appetite, and that's how we paskin. So even though the Gemara before seemed to say it's a question of achila gasa, we go beyond that. To avoid achila gasa, you don't have to fast. We all know it's an inyan of teyavon, and we could also explain with this Avnei Nezer. You want to be able to eat a lot of matzah for teyavon, because a lot of matzah beyond the first kazayis is also a mitzvah. The Rambam seems to say. What about Shabbos? So Shabbos seems to be you can do whatever you want on a simple level. Do whatever you want. Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is nothing. There's no problem with Shabbos, right? What am I saying? Nami. And the Gemara says, no, we pass like of Yossi, Ochel v'Holech, Ad Shetechsha, no problem whatsoever. The question becomes, this was asked by the Mitzvah Esan, right here on Tzadik Tes, Gvalt! What about the Mitzvah of Onik Shabbos? Rav Osai, Onik Shabbos, such an important Mitzvah. So shouldn't you be required to limit your intake in order to fulfill the Mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, or at least to prevent Achil Lagasa? On Friday night, he says something amazing. Well, you can eat three meals by day, sleep it off, and then quote the Torah is back in the beginning of Perek Arvei Pesach and Daf Kuf Aleph. That's a shver teretz, no? That's a bit the event. If you missed the suit of Friday night for whatever reason, you were sick, so you have to have three meals on by day to fulfill Hayom. But there's a concept of kovod, a lot of kovod ayom, and you didn't discharge that obligation. So that teretz is not so, doesn't make me so happy. But some say that if you don't have matzah, you're mevatel a chiyuv. You are mechuyev to have it, you weren't able to discharge the chiyuv. However, when it comes to onek Shabbos, the chiyuv is to enjoy yourself. I'm enjoying myself because I'm packed to the gills and stuffed. But when I ate on Friday, I have a tremendous onek. If I care for me, even more would be a tzad. Remember that we had to mention the Ramah. If someone had a bad dream and he wants to fast on Shabbos, he's technically being allowed to fast. Why? That's his oneg, to get rid of his bad dream. He wants to go hungry. So that's his oneg. So oneg is more subjective than objective. So some want to suggest that we're not so worried about, you know, being mevatel achila Friday night, because achila is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is oneg. If your oneg is to feel satiated if we ate on Friday, it wouldn't be so terrible. But you simply can't eat it. That's what some of the mefarshim suggest. That's what the Rabbi Nadavid fundamentally says. If you ate a lot on Friday, a putter from achila shas. It's not an oneg. They never made a gzera for this. That's what Rabbi Nadavid says here on our daf. Fine. This is relevant, Rabbi Osai. In Shulchan Hilchos Shabbos, the Torah says you can eat all you want, but the Torah says to be koveya su'ud on Friday is not allowed. It's really already in the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Dalet, writes as follows. Also the kvoa su'udo mishnah b'erev Shabbos ne'kvoda Shabbos. But the lech of alishdos atcha tefshach. The kvod Shabbos is shiymona odem ben amincha lemalam the kvod asuda and she kodes the Shabbos shumis av alecho. So Rabbi doesn't like it. That was also the kvod mechatzos lemalam, where we don't know where all these people, where everything's coming from. Where did Ram come from? The Gemara says beferish vaker that it's only erev Pesach. There's a concept of samach lemincha. That's a problem. And the Magen Mishnah explains a plain suda is mutter, a special kind of suda is osur. That's what it sounds like. He used the word suda u'mishteh. Mishteh means having more than the normal suda. That's the impression. Okay? That's the pashup shah. Good. The writer presumably denies the distinction between a suda regila and suda which is not regila. And he said it's an isur. The Mustana means an isur of Eftach Hatzos. That's what he says. Fine. There's a lot to be spoken about over here in this context, but there's one thing I want to mention before going off this topic, which is found in the Bir Halacha Reish Ben Tess, which is a father that happens to us all the time. Is there really an inyan of having a Suda Shabbos b'teyavo and it shouldn't be achila gasa? May you eat anything on Shabbos morning before you wash for your Suda mitzvah? Many places they do. They have what we call a kiddush. Sometimes a kiddush is so elaborate, Rabbi Osai, that it's a whole meal. Last week was a fancy kiddush given by a different caterer than we're used to. And he had, it was everything. There was fish, there was meat, there was everything. It's a whole meal. And what they also put there, against my objection, I took it away, were these crackers, which I never allowed my shul for kiddush. Why? Why didn't I allow it? Why? Bother. They had fish, they had meat, everything was there. You have a cracker and you have you have to wash and bench. No one's washing a bench on the crackers.
I don't know what they should.
Yeah, I don't know what they should. So if they want to should, they should have chalas. That's what they should have. A lot of people got people to wash, but chalas out. That's okay. Yeah.
Even if they're not kovayas on the actual.
No, but they had it together. They put those crackers right next to the fish. I saw it. I said, tell the caterer, take it away. I don't want it.
That would be enough to wash and bench.
You should have seen what they were serving on kiddush.
I'm saying, but
you're not
being
kovayas
on the actual.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Quantity.
No, the quantity of eating, endless quantity. But part of that quantity was fish together with those crackers.
So it's not just.
So it was a significant amount they could have added. It could have meat. They were carving meat crazy with the sugar. It was crazy. I don't know, but yeah.
You don't have to have a certain.
You have three kibbutzim, but the three kibbutzim include going to the Melech Avraham, everything you're eating. I give you my word, some people in that kiddush had more than three kibbutzim. I give you my word. More than four kibbutzim, and some of what we call the Sudas Bokavir, which is what the poskim say, which is a real shear. They even had that. And if they went home and they'll be able to wash, shouldn't be chalila achila gas. That's why I don't like this big kiddush. Listen, this is Shiv Kalas, and that's the meal. That's it. You know, then go home, go to sleep, go to learn. You don't have to come home and go home at all. So it's medish. It's a different kind of an approach. Yes.
But if they didn't eat the trikabates,
there's no problem.
Then
there will be no problem. If they're less trikabates, no problem.
What would they eat?
Oh, so that's why, as a matter of fact, at this Kiddush, with all the glitz and the glitter, and the meat and the fish and the salads and the fruits and the there was a pretty big shortage of what they really should have had, which is simple cake and cookies. You know, because that's what you pass because that the Kiddush Bakum Suda, you have to have some mezainis at least. So because I eked out some cookies that I found. It was it's not considered fancy enough. It also had super fancy pastries, but I don't know what was in those pastries. It could have been pure fat and sugar and who knows what. Even my small kazakh, I'm not sure I was going to get from. But they eat too much. I go home and eat too, you know? It shouldn't be a chilagas. Kids, that was my experience in the Kiddush room 8 days ago. So obviously, we always learn new things, and we're learning even when we're doing chazar. Because life doesn't stand still. Always new terrorists, new matzias, but we call it chazar. Okay, so what about this? So the Bialocha says that really it's a problem. It's a problem. We call it Kiddush. And really, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. The Bialocha quotes our Tosa over here as a possible source of kula. Take a look at Tosa Samoch. The Tosa says over here in our Saudi Testament Bay, Samoch. What does Tosa say? Tosa says, I have a Tegel Shodachar. The Baosa Suda Adam Nizer and Ochel Kolsovo. Today, she yochel matla tayov. You bode yom, and Adam Nizer, Bochel Kolsovo. Mesova shalalali yisav avad rabbi yisaveh. Saveyovsky is Baruch hamachol b'meyoch. The Tosis seems to say that the same meal is room to be makel, and he suggests having a kiddush right before you wash. People do very often come home and they have cake before they wash. It's also seuda. It's interesting. The Mordechai takes it a step further here on our daf and says the b'nei me'ayim apsuchim la'achila. In other words, while you're actually eating, it's fakir, it opens up. Only if you wait a while, then it closes down. So I tell people who are trying to diet, Rabbi Osir, everyone's recommended to diet because we should all try to be healthy and not be overweight or chalila b'chas or obese. The way to do it is just to wait. Because if you eat, do we need better areas than the Mordechai? B'nei me'ayim apsuchim. You keep eating and eating and eating, mamash endless, and you put on pounds that you don't need. Eat. And then you should have a cloud. After you eat, sit on the seals of shower for 10 minutes. I don't know what it takes. For a while. After that, you don't eat anymore because of the Mizbarach. If you go on the seals of shower, it'll be Zicha Mizbarach HaMad of B'nei. And the bracha of the seals of shower. Sorry for the bracha that the Gemara has and the Mordechai gave you. So then you don't eat anymore. That's the best way to handle it for your health purposes. But from the perspective of the Kiddush, the carrot, you can't wait. You have to go from the Kiddush straight to eat. But the question becomes, I have a Kiddush in shul, it takes me 10 minutes to go home to eat. So it's maybe take me an hour to actually half an hour. I'm not sure if my mayim is still psuchim. So to avoid that, we try not to eat too much. And the truth is, after a long night's sleep, and it's a little later, not the first thing in the morning, you're hungry enough after a moderate amount of intake at the Kiddush to be able to still eat b'tayovan and certainly to avoid achila gasa. But everything within the proper limit, Rabosa. Fine. There's another issue which we spoke about briefly, is that some say you can actually be yotze the Suda Shabbos with the cake. The Matzah Shira that we had at the Paskistan that I had at the Kiddush. So maybe I already was yotze, I mean, with another svara to throw into the mix. This din of our Gemara, of our Mishnah, Ari Psachim Samach Minchal Yochel Adam Asher Techshav. So Mordechai said before, what about Yontav Rishon, which is Erev Yontav Sheni? That's a good question.
I was asking about the Yerushalmi that you shouldn't eat matzah.
Ah, no one holds that way. It's an impossibility because we have to eat matzah for the Suda on Yom Tov Rishon in the morning. No one holds that. That's a chumrah, even in B'nai Brak, to my knowledge, that chumrah hasn't reached. You never know, but so far, to my knowledge, it only was breathed by a person in our Shia. And that, that maybe we should keep it amongst ourselves. We shouldn't start a new trend. Okay. But the Ramah does say, Rabbi Osai, in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Tesif Aleph, that the Erev Yontif, even if it was out on Shabbos, you should eat only a small amount of pas for Shalosh Shudas. Why? You're afraid of those poskim who say that you shouldn't be eating too much the Bahag on Erev Yontif Samach Le, even a plain Erev Yontif Samach Le Mincha. So you shouldn't eat a sheer kaviyah suda, only a fairly small amount. Ideally, you should have it before the beginning of the 10th hour. Then you do whatever you want. And the Magen Avraham said this is true, when the first Yontif is on Shabbos, for this Erev Yontif Sheni, and the Be'alach says, no! This Chum is only if Shabbos is Erev Yontif, but it's not Yontif yet. Yontif starts on Sunday. Yontif starts on Shabbos. You have no right to be worried about Achila Gassa / Tayavon for Yontif Sheni at the expense of only Yontif Rishon, which is the Oraisa. I'll just mention this to you as well. Fine. Rabbi Osai, we had some of the highlights of the first sugya here in Perek Arve Pesach. Fine. It's interesting. Okay. Let's get it. We can't cover everything. We go to the next sugya. Too many things to talk about, which is to prevent us from getting where we have to go. But what I must talk about is halacha lemaisa. Matzah milk cake. They're both saying, who has matzah milk cake in their house on Sha'an Pesach? Right? Everyone. Most people do brook over here. If Erev Pesach would fall out on Shabbos, which it does from time to time, may you have matzah milk cake on that day. So the Ramah writes in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph, Rabbi Osai, and Tov Ayin Aleph, Sif Beis, Matzah Shenisparo of an Elohim of May Paris, is not called Matzah Shira, and is also an Erev Pesach. At first glance, that's what we're talking about. Should be prohibited. Wow. So it appears. However, if you look more carefully in the Mishnah Berurah, why don't you open the Mishnah Berurah? Everyone has a Mishnah Berurah? Let's look a little bit. The Chaz a little bit. Tov Ayin Aleph. Mishnah Berurah is a Kod Yutes. On that Ramah, which we just read, says not considered a Shira. So he says, it'll be in Yutes. Bein Shenevah Zachakach Shenis, which is our matzah milk cake, or not. Why is it not called matzah shira? Because it had a shame matzah, but it was before you crumbled it into matzah meal. Nukes are going to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah that night with it? No. Ain't kedai, writes the Mishnah Berurah Chof. Why is it ain't kedai? It's delicious. Why is it ain't kedai? So he writes over here in the Shara Tzion. Look back at Kuf Samaches, Mishnah Berurah Nuntes Ayin Shah. The Sharatin Yud Zayin, he says, look at Mishnah Berurah, the Mavua Shem, the Ba'ofri Nami, Ein Nochon Lechol Kiyim, B'toch HaSuda. He's not sure what the bracha is. Is it Amotzi or is it Mezadus? And if it's not considered to be Amotzi, you get the impression from the Mishnah Berurah that you should not be using it to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah Seder night. We thought differently, like a Vikivega there, in Kuf Samachas, that as long as it's going to be something which if you had a Kaviyah Suda, you would make a motzi, even though you didn't have a kviyah suda's worth, you would still be able to the mitzvah of matzah. It's interesting, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah there, it depends how much is put in. If it's only a small amount of oil, relatively speaking, then you would make a motzi lechem in arts. If it's a lot of oil, then you make a borei mine mizonos. That being said, our cakes is just a ton of oil and eggs and sweets and chocolates and all kinds of things. The din should be, you're not yotze for sure, Pesach night, and therefore it should be permissible for sure, Rabbi Osai, should be permissible for sure on Erev Pesach. That's what it seems to me. Again, everyone seems to go into the different directions over here based on the Chok Yankiv and the Alter Rebbe. Not going into the into all the details. But l'chora, there seems to be one sad. Again, one sad in the Alter Rebbe, he takes it to the extreme. As long as it was originally baked as lechem oni, there's nothing you can do to make a matzah shiur, even though no matter what you mixed in afterwards. No matter what you mixed in. According to that sad Rebbe Osai, no matter how much you put in chocolate and the works in the matzah milk cake, you would say, even though the bracha is brizonos, you would still be prohibited on Erev Pesach. So therefore, the bottom line is, if you are a Lubavitcher Chassid, for sure should stay away from it. And if you're not, it's still better to stay away from it. Okay. Yes, sir.
Why should it matter how much there is? Shouldn't it just matter if the baking has the ability to change the
You are a Lubavitcher. That's how the Erev presents it. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be not that way. By referring to what he said earlier in Kufsa Maches, if it's really, really stocked with chocolates and sweets, it loses its shame.
He says by matzah shruya in oil or something that it has to be male in order for it to be like kosher.
That's true. Not exactly the same, but okay. Your point is well taken. Rav also said we have to move off the Mishnah because we're within our Reb Sacha we have a certain pace we have to try to keep. We see out of the Shema and the Chala some of the highlights. Again, some new things, some highlights, but mostly we just going over the basics of what we learned. Simple basic stuff. Okay. So Tosis over here says, Acha Techshach. Next Tosis. You just have to keep moving. No choice, Rabosa. Acha Techshach. Says Tosis, Makshim. What do you need the word Acha Techshach? It's Pshita. So what is the answer? Over Rimi Kruvil, Gavi Matza Dafka Bim Acha Techshach. Tanya Betosefta. Och, what's a Bosa Balai Lazer? U Matza Mor Isl Shul Pesach. I'm a Suda Shabbos Vyomtiv. Motzi ochil luhumi bod yom brachos chav zayin. This is Baal Adam shul Shabbos erev Shabbos. The Omer Kiddush hayom bod yom. And presumably, what's the rakum Kiddush after the Kiddush of Makom Suda? It's not Suda. That's partially what Tosfos is saying. The Tosfos is paskening here that you're allowed to have that we have. Everyone's going to come up very soon. What would be surprised if some of your shuls already now? Who has early Shabbos now in the shuls? Some shuls already start early Shabbos. They move the clock. And our shul we wait till after. Pesach. I'm sure there'll be some rumbles this Shabbos. The Shabbos we're having community meals. For those who don't want to, already make the Shabbos pay some thick before Shabbos. I'm expecting some rumblings to make an early Shabbos because we want to come with the little kids. And if the rumblings get rumble enough, I'll say yes. So it's already now before Pesach of this Shabbos. So we'll certainly have it after Pesach, early Shabbos. You have to have a kazayas of challah after it gets dark. Tosis says no. You make kiddush when it's light outside. Presumably the Makom Suda is satisfied at that point in time. No problem. So Acha Techshach is only found in the context of Erev Pesach, because there you have to have the korban Pesach. Balayla is adafka balayla. And when it comes to matzah, it's compared to korban Pesach. Okay. This is Shita's Tosis. Fine. Rabosai. There are poskim who disagree in either side. There are some who claim there's no such thing as Tosefis Yontif or Shabbos except for Kiddush and Melach. To go together. Why? Zoka b'Shamer. Tosefis really applies to Shamer only. And then Makish Zoka, but only Zoka proper. Kiddush doesn't apply to Suda or anything else. And they want to bring a rye from a Tosefis and Subas of all places, not from Zion. But Tosfos says that you can, if you get married in the time of Tosefis Yontif, it's okay. It's not a problem of v'samachta v'chagecha v'lo v'yishtecha or chavila, something of this nature. So that's what they bring a raya. So we saw that some of the Achronim say it's not a raya. It could be, Rabbi Osai, that there's a Tosefis for Shabbos and a Tosefis for Yontif. Any din which is limited to the Yom Kodosh of Shabbos and Yontif, it's Tosefis not only for the no's, but even for the yeses, such as the Suda. But Simcha Rabosai, as we learned more recently, applies to every day of Chol HaMoed. Hahal v'Simcha Shmona. So whatever is a Chol HaMoed din, it's even a weekday din, there can be no concept of Tosefis. That's what some of the Mefarshim suggest. Fine. Now, it's interesting. we had a discussion more recently about, believe it or not, Tzvei Dinim even in Matzah. Yep. We knew we'll get to it soon, but of course, it's Tzvei Dinim. But even Matzah, we have Tzvei Dinim. Matzah proper, the Erev Tochlu Matzahs, and Matzah Necheles Ima Pesach. It's possible that when Tosfos over here says that you have to have the Suda after, you have to, you're not to eat the Matzah before it gets dark, they may be concerned with the Matzah which is related to the Korban Pesach. But the din of matzah, even matzah proper, not just Suda Shabbos Yom, matzah proper, where of Tokhla matzahs, perhaps you can fulfill in Tosefes Yontif. Perhaps, that's what some suggest. Interesting. The Chasam Sofer took a compromise view. You see, there's a matzah, Chas V'Shalom, matzah, Tosefes, you can't do. But anything until the matzah, you can do. Anything the matzah you can do. That's a chidush chasam sofer right over here, an hour daf. And the question which the mefarshim ask is, how is in the world is that possible? How is that possible? It's against the Shulchan Aruch for sure. Shulchan Aruch says you have to even make kiddush after tzeis. Why? Because kiddush is one of the four cups of wine. The four cups of wine are part of Sibri Tzis Mitzrayim, which presumably is only fulfilled as much as matzah mar menachol lefanecha. Pashup Shah is at the matzah mar, which is only after it gets dark. The Chasam Sofer is murdered by matzah. You could say, well, maybe you have the two dinim in matzah. There's one dinim in matzah, which is even earlier. But I would have said, if that's true, that the matzah mar when Ochel Lefnecha refers to that particular matzah. So we had suggested two pshatim within the Chasam Sofer. Either he learns or both sides that I keep saying this over and over again, that the two dinim in Sibur Tzis Mitzrayim, an independent din, and which depends upon Pesach Matzah Mara. So perhaps the Chasam Sofer felt the independent din could be fulfilled in Zman Tosefes Pesach, and it's only the din of Pesach Matzah Mara the din which not. And we said, where does that begin? Where does that begin? Rabbi Galil Omer. So the Chasam Sofer meant that he'll say the Haggadah. He didn't mean literally up until the Matzah March. Mentor of a Galil Omer, that requires Manchich Matzah Mar Menachol Lefanecha, but everything until that time is a freestanding mitzvah of call it Zechira, call it whatever you want to call it, which may be fulfilled potentially even before you are permitted to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. That's one possibility. Or what we mentioned earlier, the two dinim in Matzah, and maybe the fact to get out of the matzah of the Erev Tochlu Matzah will suffice to fulfill the entirety of the Haggadah up until the matzah prop. Different interpretation. Fine. Now, Rabosai. So we have, again, the consensus view is that matzah, you have to wait until dark, whereas every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yatif, you can have the Kiddush and even the Suda before it gets dark if you have Tosefes. So we already saw that there are some rumblings in either direction. There are those who claim, Rabbeinu Yehuda and Tosfos and Brachos, the whole thing is not true. You can fulfill all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs can be fulfilled, Rabosai, in Tosefes. That's a remez to it over here. If you look at the Oz V'Hodor, again here it's not a full text. They quote Rabbeinu Yehuda Tiretz. Look at the Oz V'Hodor, different Yersos. There's a Marshal, a whole story. We had Rabbi Yehuda wrote the Tosfos, it's called Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Sir Leon. That was his nickname. And we have it brought in on the Sefer Brachos. And he seems to say that Tosefes works for everything, even for Korban Pesach. Ah, Yochel B'Bojo is before Tosefes Shabbos, before Tosefes Pesach. So it would appear. That's on the one extreme. On the other extreme, as the Rishalmi seems to indicate, you can't even fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos in Tosefes Shabbos. So there are two extremes. The first is the Rabbeinu Yehuda can fulfill everything, including Korban Pesach, in Tosefes. The other extreme is you can't even fulfill Suda Shabbos in Tosefes. Why? It may depend on the shower, the Tosefes Shabbos is the Oraisa, Otoseh b'Shabbos is the Rabbanon, or even if it is the Araisa, it's only if it's Isa Malach and Kiddush, as we said before, which is Zohar v'Shama, different opinions. As a matter of fact, the Maharami Prague suggests, Halacha l'maisa, if you make early Shabbos, should have a Kazayis at the end. Why? Hayom, 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 three times. Fascinating word, we saw it in one of the traces. Respect to Onik Shabbos, which is in Shabbos itself, Tosefes would work, the same as it works for the Kiddush. But Hayom, 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 that means only B'dach, like Ba'ochlos HaBasar, Ba'layla HaZeh. The Rishabi takes it a step further and presumably says there's not even a, you can't even fulfill Oneg in Tosefes Shabbos. And therefore you should really, you shouldn't need anything, Hachatacha. I'll make it, of course, not that way, but most poskim never even quote the Chumrah. Eat anything after Shkia. Some people bench before Shkia. The early birds. And they make the proper Kabbalah, the proper early Shabbos. Daven Nicha before Plagamim. And daven the quickie Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. They go home. They can easily bench before the Shkia. So they're not even, no way they fill the Maharami Prague's Chumrah. What if a person, like in my house, we don't bench before the Tulkah Suda goes on? You're the early Shabbos, we're benching after, not only after Shkia, after Tzeis, at least the regular Tzeis. Do we have to have challah at the end? We had suggested a long time ago, if you have a piece of cake at the end, and that cake is not dumb cake, but its cake is part of the suda, that cake may be have a status of pas. That may cake may in effect warrant hamotzi. It came up in the other direction, that those supposed to say you have to make a mezonos on pas kistin. Why? But you beg against the kasha, it's part of the meal. Should require a hamotzi lechem in arts. I'm not going to the whole darichas right now. But that's just mentioning it briefly in passing. But again, despite the Chasam Sofer and everyone else, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't even make Kiddush before Tzeis HaKochom. That's it. So well, this year, it's now Pesach was always there, let's say, it was always late, this part of the world. And what do you do with the nursing homes? Seems to me a nursing home where the people are going to fall asleep before the sun sets, or you should do rely on the Rabbi Yehuda. Not for you and me, not for healthy people. But somebody say, Rabbi, if you don't do the Seder now, at Plaga Mincha, there'll be no one awake. And they say they want you to start even earlier. So what do? Let's go back to the Haggadah. Whatever is not Ma'akev, you start with first. There's a cloud, you may be in a nursing home one day. You have to, as a chaplain, I don't know when you'll be yourself in a nursing home, that's a long time away. But you may end up in helping out in a nursing home. What do? You start the Haggadah backwards. Nirtza. You start with all the Zmiris, and that's what people like, right? Zmiris that you remember from the youth. Chagadja, Echad Miyodeh. We haven't touched that. So our first touch of Nirtza is right now. So you have Adir Hu, and that's, these are Gvaldik. This is going to be before Plaga Mincha, Rav Aris. I'm telling you. I give you my word. Even before Plaga Mincha. Then you have the Plaga Mincha. You have to rely on the Mekilim. You have Kiddush and Plaga Mincha. And then you'll play it by ear, you know. You keep going, and you see how long the people are with you. I guess it would be ideal if you could have the Afikoma, which is remember you finished there already, so you have the Afikoma, which is the very very end. If you ever had an Afikoma, you have to go coming. That would be good because most postmen would go don't hold like I'm in you. So you at least have a Kazayis Matzah, the Raisa, small Kazayis, whatever small you want version to come up with. After Tetz Gachavim, because you know older people in the history of now also from, so you know they want to do the mitzvahs as best as they can. You have to keep these options in your, you know, not you should do this in a regular situation. You have to have, you know, we always have things in a sleeve. But no one know what to pull them out in a pinch. Yes, sir.
Did Rebbe say that they should make brachos also?
You want to? Can they make an achilas matzah based on Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, who made a bracha? So,
yeah,
all right. So these are older people. They're not so. Tell them not to make a bracha on a chilas matzah would be.
You could tell them to. I mean, if they don't necessarily know better, you could tell them to make it without. You could
give them the matzah without a bracha. Forget the bracha. At the end, if you keep up the afikoman, so you'll you get to make the bracha with afikoman. Aye, they would do yotz already. No. We can find some kind of a cooler sniff combination of sniffing. Whatever it may be. brachas and not makas. Why should you make kiddush before tennis? What's wrong with kiddush? You're allowed to make kiddush in Erev Shabbos. Everyone agrees he's going to make kiddush now. They're off in the Gemara. Right? Before the Gemara. Not for now. They were scared to think more shalok halacha. It's like only Rabbi Yehuda don't pass like him. But by the way, we pass in halacha lemaisa. You can't make kiddush on Friday before when it's light outside. So why is it Saturday night different? So a whole bunch of reasons are given. The Trumas Hadeshen seems to say that the reason is it's one of the four cups of wine. And if it's one of the four cups of wine, the avakosa should be part of the CPC of Mitzrayim, part of the Matzah Ramanachal Lefanecha. That's the simplest reason. Others say, because of Kiddush Vakum Suda. This Kiddush has to be the Suda. The Suda has to be Matzah Balaya. So you're stuck, technically speaking. Look at the Maril, it's a third answer. Because of Karpas. Karpas is really the beginning of the actual we saw. We spent time on it. We know this. Karpas, Okrin, Social Venus, Hebel, the fun of. Oh, you got Tanakris, that's a case of proper. Everything else until Karpas, you know, you do on a plane, you did it this past Shabbos, and you do it again next Shabbos. But Karpas was really, their action really begins. And we're afraid to demire, to let them make Kiddush before say, so the Chalila Machaz of Karpas before Tzeis, which is not how to do, it's part of the Agoda proper. You know, we have a cloud where there are three reasons, none of the reasons are so compelling. So that's Chas himself who argued all three reasons. It's the fourth shita. He's arguing with three different people. That's so overwhelming to take each on separately. That's what he says. Okay, fine. Fine. Okay, good. Fine. It's interesting. They call Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Briska. They asked the Kasha. Some suggest that the Erev Sukkos, remember there's a comparison in our Sukkos to Pesach. So much of the Rambam is more Machmer Erev Sukkos than Erev Pesach, believe it or not. Erev Pesach, it's only from the 10th hour. Erev Sukkos, Rav Kol Tzachom, and not to eat something which fills you up from Chatzos, so Mincha Gedola. Why the Mamach Erev Sukkos Erev Pesach? So the Poskim say, well, look, the Chumrah applies to Tetzvav, Tetzvav. And why are we Mamach? Because you need more things. Erev Pesach, you prepare what you can eat. But Erev Sukkos, you can eat whatever you want. So Mamach Erev even more. That's what some suggest. Other suggestions is enough for now. Reb Chaim was quoted that some suggest, Ashayla, that then you shouldn't be able to have your Tetzvav, Tetzvav Suda in the Sukkah before it gets dark, which could be difficult in some circumstances. Pregnant of Reb Chaim, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Basukas Teish V'Shivas Yamin. So some wanted to say, you make a bracha levatala, it's logar from Basukas Teish V'Shivas Yamin. We make a bracha on Sukkah all 7 days, not by matzah, for whatever reason, the grow with the Balamor, or whatever else will say. So the answer we suggest, basically we said a few minutes ago, whatever applies for a full 7 days, there's no din of Tosefes. Doesn't apply to Simchas Yom Tov, and doesn't apply to Sukkah either. That's what the you don't say it's limited to Malacha. The Mefarshim suggests. Okay, again, there's much more to be said. Just giving a little bit of some of the highlights of these sugyas. Okay, now I'll say, what does the word Mine Tagima mean? What is Mine Tagima? What do the words mean? So our first content of Mine Tagima is here in Tosis, Tzadi Testament base. Right? Tosis does not say a word. Yeah, you can have Mine Tagima. But what is Mine Tagima? What do the words mean? Doesn't say a single solitary word. Comes up Halacha Lemaisa, Rabbi Osai, in the next sukkah. Let's turn our attention now. We're an hour into the shiur already. We haven't gotten off the Mishnah. Let's turn our attention to the sugya on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. So the word Mine Tagima is found, actually. And it says a fight. What does it mean? Mine Tagima, Pirish Rashbam, Peiris Ubasa Belo Lechem. On here, and up for the Tosefta and Brochus, you make a borrow Mine Mezonis and Mine Tagima. You know, that's only Chamish and Saminim. So the Yuma is Mise Fakert. It's a whole tumult. What exactly is Mine Tagima? A big machlekes, what the words mean. Right, it's a machlekes, what the words mean. How is it relevant to us? Well, it's relevant to us in the following way, among other ways. Something very interesting about that. We look at the next Tosis on the Kuf Ches Amar Aleph. Tosis says, Rav Shesh of Yosef and Tanisa, we mentioned before, you want to become be hungry. Lav Davka, Shomas Vilechol, Mamish Tainis Kadeshin, Yenizam Vilechol, Vilechol, Fah. Rav Bechoros, Nodul, Listanos, Erev Pesach, Pesach, Mesecha, Sofrim. Shemis Anin, Benisin, Rav Bechoros, Erev Pesach. Anudin, not found in Shaz Babli, but it's found in Mesecha, Sofrim, and found in Tosis, to fast, if you're a Bechor, on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach. I'd like to look at the Mordechai for a second. We quote this Masechah Sofrim. And if you look at the Big Day Yesha Rabosai, Os Kuf Chav Dal. We reintroduce ourselves to Minei Tagima in a very important way. Page Lamed Gimel in our print, starting column 2, which just begins, and he's going on the Mordechai, who talks about the fast of Erev Pesach. It's Dibra Maskel Rav Sheshes in our print, is column 1, and Lamed Gimel, those are the old print, which says that Kuf Chesem and Alpha parentheses, which brackets, which it may say. After the Choros, Sefer Sofrim, okay? And then it says as follows. The question whether was the issue of Bechora or Istinus Abba. You have a Talmidei B'tzafra, the Yerucha, B'yurut, Wabi Ma'anizeng, Rabbein Yechiel Le'omer, the Mutarin Lecho Mine Tagima. What's he going on, Rabbein Yechiel? Have a vote. What's he going on? Is he going on a Bechor or is he going on an Istinus? So the Big Day Yesha says, you tell me Torah Abachorim, line column 2. Lama Mutar Mine Tagima, Mamanashach. If you have to fast, not called the tainus. If it's not, you're not happy, you don't have to fast. So then, why can you do whatever you want? That's his kasha. He talks about it back and forth. Some poskim actually quote this as a kula for Bechoros, who somehow don't want to rely upon a siyum. Siyum are a little bit shvach. He says, well, look, you know what? Most of us don't wash. We only have cake. Who's a Bechorim? Who's a Bechorim? What do you eat in the Suda? You go to see him. What do you eat? Cookies. Cookies. That means cookies. So cookies might be only Mina Tagima. What we saw toast is Mina Tagima is barbing in his arms. So not only is it Tzirib of Svekis, number one, you have a see him, according to many Poskim suffices. Number two, there are some who say, cookies. You don't even need to see him for cookies. You only need to see him for actual bread. So that's a Tzirib, which we saw in one of the Svarim, to be... As a tziruf, fine. There's a discussion in the poskim. Again, here's kuf chav gimel. What do you do if Pesach falls out on Sunday? Go to Marshal. You fast on Thursday. Fast on Thursday. Some say no. You don't have to fast at all. Fast at all. Why? How do they know it? Because they couldn't figure out by Rebbe, was he an Istinus, was he a Bechor? What do you mean? Wait till the next Pesach goes out on Sunday, and you'll be able to figure out what it is, right? Because if it's a matter of Istinus, it wouldn't apply. Master of Bechor would apply. Apparently, it doesn't apply either. That's what some suggest. Our minigas, we do fast. We do fast in that kind of a situation. Okay? So it's interesting. This cuts both ways, this Minei Targima story. Some suggested faker is a chumra. You have to dafka wash at the siyum. Because if you wash, you broke your fast. So you eat the rest of the day. But if you didn't wash, you didn't break your fast. So then you eat at the siyum, but that's it for the rest of the day. So the answer to that question is Mamanashach. If Mina taking one of the cookies is not considered breaking your fast, so you eat cookies the rest of the day. You can't wash the rest of the day. Rabbi say. How many people are going to go home and wash on challah after they ate at the siyum? They'll have their heads handed to them. Ma, I want to come home and wash for breakfast. So what, you lost your marbles? The house is Pesach. What, are you kidding me? You want to eat chametz? Go back to the tzium. So the tzium only has cookies in the manasha. It'll only be a problem if you had cookies in the tzium and you want to have wash afterwards. That's almost an impossible case in de facto, in reality. But that would be a problem according to these cheapness, because you didn't break it the first time, you broke it the second time. So that's why we don't have to worry about it, not chuvah. But to the contrary, some say if it's not breaking the fast, so then that would be mutter, even though the tzium was not as reliable as it should be. Okay, this is a tzirif hashitas. Okay. Rabosai, we now, in the last 20 minutes, have to talk about the main sugis of Leila Seder. We're going to begin, Rabosai, with the first thing in the Mishnah. The first thing in the Mishnah tells us, I feel the should be Yisrael, lo yochal ad she yosei. Let's turn our attention directly to Haseba, because it's such an important halacha of what is Haseba, what does it mean, what is it required. And it's going to be our entree into the sugis of Leila Seder in broader strokes, which we'll start today and believe that it'll continue tomorrow. Haseba is found over here in our Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. That's where the details of Haseba are found. Moses Matzah Tzarech Haseba, Morein Tzarech Haseba, Yayin, the first two cups, the last two cups. So we do everything. That's what the Gemara says.
Okay.
Is it ma'akev or bosai? Is it same with ma'akev or is it not ma'akev? You can't tell. You can't tell from the Gemara. You need a seba. It doesn't mean it's not that you need is going to be li'ikuva. The Rambam writes that a seba applies the entire seder. Everything is with a seba. You sit down, you're having your gefilte fish. Should also be about a seba. L'chatchil. This is Shita's Rambam. We know, most people that I know, don't follow it for good reason, because after all, today bechlal we will see soon we don't often do any kind of haseba. But this is the Rambam's opinion that technically speaking, there should be haseba the entire meal. The chatchil. Let's state Rambam. What's ma'akev b'di'evet? What's ma'akev b'di'evet? So you get an impression from our sugya that matzah and abacosis is ma'akev b'di'evet. When it comes to avakosis, there's a whole discussion. After all, it's only a suffix in the Gemara. And you want it to a negative, a downside, called Mosif ala kosos. This is when we first came in touch with it. It's not. It's never found in Shas, we pointed out. But the poskim do bring it in over here. The problem of Mosif ala kosos. The Rashbam is right over here. And Kuf Chesedah, the top Rashbam. The problem of Mosif ala kosos. Some say it's not, because you weren't Yotze the first two cups. If you missed Haseba, you weren't Yotze at all. Okay, this is a question. And some of the Mepharshim discuss what's the Maskanas and Gemara. You have to Haseba for all four. Is it Betoras Vadai, or is it Betoras Suffolk? Comes along the Rav Yo with a landmark Kiddush. The Rav Yo says, nowadays, Rabosai, Haseba makes no sense whatsoever. What's the point of Haseba? Haseba was to demonstrate freedom. Nowadays, we don't conduct ourselves as the Roman emperors did. It doesn't make any sense to do it nowadays. It just doesn't make sense. Why should you bother doing it? Why? Take a look at Rabosai in the Mordechai. Again, Mordechai. In the Seder B'Tzara. Like you see things inside. The Seder B'Tzara. And again, the Big Dayash is also instructive. Seder B'Tzara, the beginning of his discussion with Perek Avet Tzachim. Right by the Big Deyesha Rabosai Lamed Gimel, in our print is on page Chaf Aleph. The Rav Yor quotes from his grandfather, the Ra'avan. And nowadays, doesn't make sense to lean. This doesn't make any sense. Because it doesn't demonstrate anything. Kos of Ravan. It starts a new paragraph, the first new paragraph in column 2 and Chafal from Manal. On the page Chafal. Kos of Ravan, be a mayam, a yurik dog, and lation, a la mitas, a lishka, a lhosef, a sub of smoke. There of tanning, the chenu yichem lech of the seba. I will honor shein honor regila mekach, yotzin shaloka derech haseba, be a lintos yom in the smoke. Is that rhetoric? A rhetorical conclusion? Or is it meaning, really? Don't do it. Take a look at Lamed Gimel. Okay? He says it's a yochid. He doesn't think it's a yochid. He doesn't go into the discussion. Is it don't do it, or you need not do it, or you may not do it? A lintos yomim, the smell sounds like he's saying he really shouldn't be doing it. He really should not do it. Should not do it. The Rav Yoh himself wrote, take a look in the Hagos Ashi, Rav Osai, in Simon Chof. You get a glimpse. Hagos Ashi on the rush. Simon Chof. Catch a glimpse. You don't have to read the original sources now in the Rav Yoh. It was Ma'azesh in Derech L'Dechon L'Hosiv Yoshiv Gedagah V'Nechoshesh. Adarabba. Gnayu. Kevin Shen Regilis L'Hosiv. Is that Mesiv Mushkav Al Yodo Asmolus, or Tido Asmolus? Nirakilu Otse Bechole. We may Chachme a Talmud, or we can make Tanag the Simcha the Sheva Sami Tosan, the Dismacha the Rech Sorora, the Machman Erev Pesach. But today, Badafki, you should not do it. The Rav Yoh went further. Wow. The Rav Yoh said, we don't have our druthers to rely on the Rav Yoh completely. That's what you and I do have Seva anyway. It's possible that women don't do aseba because they hold it's really usher. We might be chayav in aseba. They, according to the Gemara, potter from aseba. So even though there's a tzad the chumrah that maybe the chashuvas, there's a tzad the chumrah the other direction, definitely not to do aseba. They don't do it. So I was told this chat, I think with the name of Rabbi Usher Weiss, Shalita. I have a sefer, Minchas Usher, the whole year we haven't really opened that. I feel bad. It's good. Great, tremendous time with Chochem, Moshe Weiss. But I was told it his name. Balabatah Shepshat. He's a specialist in Balabatah Shepshat, which are great. And the reason why women don't do a seva, he said, is I was told that in his name that it's true that Noshim Shon Kulu Chashu was only Lechumra. But there's another Chumra of the Rav Yoh, Dafka, not to do a seva. So then they go to Ashri. So they don't do it. Sheva Tas Adif. That's what he suggests.
It's not the Ramah really formulated.
I know. That's what I was told in his name. Maybe it's maybe look at Mechas Asher. Maybe it's there. Yeah.
Why wouldn't it apply to men also?
Well, the Haggadah Mechas Asher. That's another safe. I have that in my house also. Open look. Leave that alone. Yeah. You're right, it applies to men. But men, Bizman Ashas are certainly Chayim. We did it to Gemara. So although it may change that we should better do it not that way, but on the other hand, since they call him a Das Yochid, we lean in the other direction. That's a bad pun. We lean in the other direction. That we are relying on the majority of Shita that you should not believe. But women, the fact that they're considered chashuvas is not clear, it's not obvious. Some say they're chashuvas, so we have to be machmer. But they're not machmer at the expense of another chumra. That's what I was told in the name of Rabbi Weiss Shvit. Okay? Maybe you'll find one of his svarim. Let me know if you find it. We had a whole different pshat, Rabbi Osam. We had a whole entirely different pshat. And now we're first, now the last part of the Shiva, we're first warming up, Rabbi Osam. First warming up to discuss some of the major issues that we spoke about in Perek Arvei Pesach. Namely, at the Gemara's Isha, two girsos, Ein Tzricha Seva, or Eitzel Baila Tzricha Seva, which is Chashuva, she requires a Seva. So Ramah is not sure of Chulu Chashuvas, but they don't do a Seva anyway. The question is why? We give the following interpretation of Osa. If you look back to the Mishnah, we haven't really gotten off the Mishnah yet. If you look at the Yisrael, Lo yochal asher yosei. The Tosus says the next Tosus. Vafilu. We have four Tosus today. Vafilu. What Tosus says, you might have thought, Hasev as ani lo chashiv hasev ein lo mashi yosei. Ain't the derech erus. Kamashulam. I mean, kamashulam. What? So Ramo writes in Tav Ayin Beis Dalit. Sure. Read inside last time around. Should have, but just in case we didn't. Dark emotion, top iron bays, Dalit. Writes as follows. No. Sorry, Aleph. Top iron bays, Aleph. Quotes to Mordechai. That feel the onish and the current book sources, Yosef ala Safsal. Afal pi she'eno derech eris. Not the pshat that it's derech eris anyway, which you couldn't write that pshat in Tosis. No, it's not derech eris of chayv anyway. So the question becomes, why? Why? The Rav Yoh said it's not derech eris, you shouldn't do it. So we have the following answer based on the Medrash Rabbah at the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach. By Yasef, Elokim Esav Derech Amid B'Yamsef. Doesn't mean went in a circle. It means he went first class. Who'd ever flown first class? They told me up there it's mamish. They give you there, it's a plush. Right there, it's lean back, a whole side. You're sitting crumb like sardines. You guys can afford it, Baruch Hashem. Sit in the first, or maybe you got upgraded. Upgrade. No one admits to paying first class. Upgrade. Okay. But say that. So, woo! HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of a triumph first class. We were able to lean. That's what we call in our language, Zeichelenes. Taka, not a Pirsomenes anymore, doesn't prove anything nowadays, but it's a Zeichelenes. We flew first class then, so we should fly first class now as they did then. Zeichelenes. So it's a Zeichelenes, even though it doesn't demonstrate freedom in 2011, doesn't matter. It's a Zeichelenes that happened in B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh. It's a challenge I once heard. Although I'm not sure who actually the first originator of this chat, I don't know. I haven't seen it somewhere. I think my son will be found it in the country somewhere, but I haven't seen it in print. Which is as follows. It's Zvei Dinim in Haseva. One Zeichel and Ace, one is Pirsum and Ace. Women, and we'll hope to get to it in the next few minutes, whenever we say Afen Erebosa and Ace, Pirsum and Nisa, they're only chayim in the Pirsum and Nisa aspect. They're not chayim in the core mitzvah. So the core mitzvah we're going to suggest is Zeichelenes. But the Pirsumenisa aspect is the Pirsumenes. No longer applies to the Rabbi Yom. So men were still required to do the core mitzvah because of the Zeichelenes. But they agreed to the Rabbi Yom that nowadays it makes no sense to leave to demonstrate freedom. They agreed to that in principle. No matter. The Zeichelenes can do it anyway. But women are part of the Zeichelenes. The mitzvah sensations of Mount Grama. They're only chayim in the Pirsumenisa aspect. The Pesumin is as is not fulfillable nowadays because it's forkert. It shows you a chola, it doesn't show you a ben chorin. But therefore, that's the lumbus that we had suggested in the name of some anonymous gedolim who suggests this chat in the Ramah. Noshim kolana kula chashuvos, and therefore they would really be chayiv in the din of Haseva. But they rely on the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh knocks out Pesumanes, and Zechmanes they're potter from. But men who are chayiv in Zeichelenes, we don't rely on the Rabbi Yosef for that. Rabbi Yosef didn't hold from Zeichelenes. We don't accept him. It's a Das Yachin. That's what we suggested, a fancy pshat in the meaning of the Ramah, that men do Haseva, women do not do Haseva. I think that's the best custom should be followed till today. That's the proper custom, if you ask me, based on the Ramah, whether it's Rabbi Asher Weiss's Lamedus or our Lamedus, whatever Lamedus you have, that's the bottom line. There's someone who's trying to do Haseva. I think it's wrong. It shouldn't be done based on Minig Yisrael Torah. Okay? Fine. Ashkenaz. There you go. Okay, I love it. Svardim. I don't pass it to Svardim. They have their shittas. We have to respect them. We shouldn't try to Ashkenaze them. It's a terrible thing. We shouldn't Svardize ourselves. Where every year has its own Mesorah, its own Kabbalah, its own traditions. Try to keep them as much as possible. As much as possible. This is very, very important. So now, Rabosai, we have to get into the whole Indian of Noshim Chayavos Barbakosis, She'afen Hoyu, but also Anes. What is it all about? So I mentioned just a minute ago the idea of the core mitzvah and the Pirsumis aspect. It all goes back to the Megillah. And it's, after all, we Purim passed us and Pesach didn't, so we should give our Zchus B'chor to the Megillah. The Megillah, the Baal Halachos Gedolah said the women are Chayav in Shmiyah, and not in Kriya. So if a woman cannot read the Megillah for a man, it says in Baal Halachos Gedolos. What does it mean? What do the words mean? What do these words mean? So some say they're chayiv in Zechios HaMolek, and they're chayiv in Halel. Doesn't fit into the words very well. Some say, not like the Baal, they have their own interpretations, that women are chayiv with different soap, with their Rabbanon, and men are chayiv with different Kabbalah. The Turi Evan puts it, or is a smag and a tosis, that's a question of Kovat HaTzibur. Again, it's not based on the Bahag. I read Tosis Sukkah to be the Bahag said this, we give it for a different reason. Whatever. But what's our best guess as to what the Bahag meant? Our best guess is based on the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh said, I looked up the Bahag in Arba Kursus and in the Chag, I didn't find anything. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? It's looking for nothing. So here's our pshat. Let's go over back to Shimon's Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer says that Pirsum Enisa has to be famous. Pirsum, public, everyone has to know about it. Many nuances in halacha are only known to the intellectual elite, such as the gedolim that inhabit this room, Rabosai, the Talmidei Chachamim, who know that the way a person fulfills the Megillah on Purim is with two words. What two words? There we are, elite. Shomea Ka'ona. The average Jew never heard of that. They say, I fulfilled the mitzvah of Megillah by listening to the Balkar. Not as if I read the mitzvah, I'm listening. So since the Chazal wanted to make the Pirsum Anisa couldn't be created. Those are incompatible. Pirsum Anisa has to be Shmir. Women are only having the Pirsum Anisa aspect of the Megillah. Hence, a woman's only chayav in Shmiya, a man's chayav in the core mitzvah as well of Kriya, even though it's Mangarama, it's chayav in Mangarama. So a woman cannot read for a man. She's only chayav in Shmiya, and he's chayav in Kriya. That's how we understood the opinion of the Baal Achaz Gedolos, not the way the Smag and Turiyevin reached the same conclusion, not the way the Marcheshus and the Rosamech said based upon Halal or Zichir Samalek. But we had our own interpretation of the Shita's Baal Halachas Gedolos. Now we know very well what the Rabbi are looking for. He's looking at Arba Kersis and the Chanukahs, because there too we can suggest there are two dinim. It's the Pirsum Anisa aspect, and then there's the Kor Mitzvah. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, Pirsum Anisa aspect is not the Hadlach. Why? Because if a person walks into a house, only one there, it's all you need, make it in. And there are five people. What happened over here? What do they think? The average not such a scholarly person. What do you think? Everyone's chayav on Chanukah. Only one person lived. What do you think? What's the equivalent of hearing the Megillah, we said? Seeing, right? Dome Shmiel Ariyah, in this perspective. The passive hearing of the Megillah, like the passive seeing of the Chanukah. Yotze, Pirsum Anisa. What the person does not know is that Mitzvah Chanukah, three words this time. Ne'er Shubeso. But not every person knows that. There can be a lambda for that. Fine. The same with the Arba Kaisers. What's he looking for? He's looking for the Briskerov. The Rav Yo is looking for the Briskerov. I don't mean it literally. He lived many hundreds of years before him. The Briskerov famously says, Rabbi Osai, there are two dinim in Arba Kaisers. What are the two dinim of the Briskerov? One is drinking four cups of wine, and one is Sidur Bracha Alak. Alakos, the Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Halal respectively. Women are chayiv in the first, that's the Pirsum Anisa, to show you're a free person, drink wine. As we saw Haseba, Ramah Sutta, the Hara Satsva, drink wine in Haseba. But the Seder Brach, Alakos, which according to this would be the core mitzvah, they are the curses lo yotza. If you didn't do it in that fashion, these women are, in fact, potter from. It's a mitzvah saseh, she's man grama, so that's what the Rabbi was looking for. See if you can find it. As a matter of fact, this would be very helpful. There's some poskim who say that women are potter from the mitzvah of Haggadah completely. So the Chayonim and others ask, Gevalt! Women are chayav in Arba Kaisers! And the second coast on the Haggadah! So the answer may be, women are chayav in the Pirsum Anisa aspect of Arba Kaisers. But they're not chayav in the Seder Brach Holocaust. Maybe they can be yotzei without putting the cups together with Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Halal, respect. Possible. It's a possibility. I must say it's a possibility. We have to get back, and we have some new highlights to talk to you about in this context of this Gemara. But for the moment, I want to catch the remaining 2 minutes. Yes. Yes, go ahead. What's the question? Yes.
No, I was just right here. I mean, I think that was the first time. I mean, there could be like the actually big Pirsum Anisa and big Shmiya. Why?
Yeah. It's famous to everybody. The whoever's in the shul heard the Megillah. Everyone knows that. What's not famous to everybody is that person in the shul read the Megillah. The Shomei Kol. Pirsum Anisa to be famous.
People have to know how they're being yotze in
order. You're doing the mitzvah l'shmah d'beha'chol. You go to shul and burn the average Amoritz. Never a Shomei Kona, doesn't matter. You all say the mitzvah, I just come with the shul.
But so they have to know.
They don't know anything. But objectively speaking, Shomei Kona is fulfilled, is a fulfillment of Pirsum Anisa. Because the whole world knows. No, I take that back. I said it wrong. Shmia is a fulfilled the pesu menisa. Because the whole world knows that the person heard the Megillah. Everyone knows that. But Kriyas HaMegillah, not everybody knows it. Not everybody knows it. You can't fulfill the pesu menisa aspect because people don't realize it. Huh? Yes, maybe the other question. Is a man chayav in Shmia? Was it enough for a man to do Kriya? So here I said one thing, and then my Rebbe said differently, so I have to bow my head. I said that if a man reads the Megillah and doesn't listen, he has the ultimate Pesumini. If the whole point of Shmiya is for the Pesuminisa aspect, so the Kriya itself is certainly a Pesuminisa aspect. So if you did Kriya without Shmiya, it would certainly be good. But my Rebbe was Medayik in the Beis Yosef, not that way. Two places, the Yosef Lishitasa, we suggest them. Beis Yosef said, someone who is Eina Mashmiel Yozno, says he's a Cheresh, things of this nature. You're not Yotze. Why are you not Yotze? You don't know Shmiel. You're Shmiel. You did Kriya. A primary Rabbanan is a separate Chiyuv of Shmiel. Even for somebody who's reading it, is not Yotze completely if he doesn't have the Shmiel. Number two, one second. Chatzi Yevet, Chatzi Ben Chor, we saw in Shulchan Aruch. You can't be Yotze yourself. That applies to my chauffeur when there's a Chiyuv of Shmiel. So I'm hearing from the half of my body, a different half. So disembodied cold, halachically. When it comes to lulav, other things, you can't say he's not Yotzi himself. So that's another ride my Rebbe had, both in Beis Yosef, and an actual chiyuv of Shmiyah proper that were instituted in the, not against what I said. My Rebbe's uncle, the Bruce Gerard, already said the kernel of what I said, that there's the chiyuv for Sumanisa is separate and apart. Not just that Abin Hoya makes you chayv in the core mitzvah, it's a separate chiyuv. That's why he said Avodah would not be chayv in the Mishul Korah, because Avodah is not chayv like a woman, but it's not a general speaking course. You know, it's a separate mechayv, which never was said by Avodah. That's the Mishul Korah. This is the Avodah. So, but my Rabbi added, it's a chiyuv of Shmiyah. He just took my word a step further. We said you have to Shmiyah for Pesumanis of purpose. If you read it, Kavachol for Pesumanis. And the Rabbi is saying that no, that's how it started. But they already officially created a chiv of Shmiya, and if you didn't hear it yourself, or you're a cherish, or chatziyev, chatzim lecharen, there is a chasar. Nachnemina loch alamaisa. A person, someone said, a lot of noise, you put those things in your ears, you know, like I do with my weddings. Don't do what you read in the Megillah. Because lo shmiel yozno, then it'll be a serious shortcut. Not lechatchim, make more lechatchim. You got a question? I both say I'm out of time. That's obvious. I don't have time. Tomorrow, it's not regular time. I'm still trying to finish the Chazara on a regular pace. I reserve the right to make a marathon later in the week if we start running out of time. So, but tomorrow, a regular shiur, 1 o'clock, see out of the shrine.